The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, insists the government's carbon and mining taxes played a part in BHP Billiton's decision to shelve the Olympic Dam mine expansion. But Mr. Abbott has admitted he made the claim without having read the company's statement, which makes no mention of the taxes playing a role. The Federal Resources Minister, Martin Ferguson, says he still hopes the project will go ahead, while at the same time declaring Australia's resources boom is over. The Minister is speaking here to Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.
I think Marius Klopper's acknowledged last night in London that he couldn't have got more support out of the Australian and South Australian governments. This is a 100-year life potential mine. It's not lost. Our requirement now is to continue to work together in partnership, South Australian and Australian governments, with BHP Billiton to actually get this project in place. It's challenged from a capital point of view, as are many, many projects around the world at the moment, as acknowledged by BHP Billiton. I think the solution is potentially in technology, an alternative approach to actually how you mine this wonderful resource.
So what, mine with less people?
Who knows? I'm not going to predict what might be the outcome from a technical point of view. One of the things that keeps Australia in the game is because the innovative nature of mining in Australia. That keeps us sufficient. We've now got a new challenge in terms of Olympic Dam. I've got no doubt by applying our technical skills as a nation we'll solve this difficulty.
Just a couple of months ago, BHP Chairman Jack Nasser said that he couldn't overstate how the level of uncertainty about Australia's tax system is generating negative investor reaction. People don't know where it's going, he said. Now, your government's introduced two new taxes, carbon tax and mining tax, so aren't your hands largely tied?
Look, I think BHP said it all yesterday. There's no regulatory issue that's caused the BHP Billiton Board to actually pull back on this key investment decision.
So what was Jack Nasser talking about?
Look, you'd have to put that question to Jack Nasser. I can only work on the basis of statements by the CEO of BHP Billiton yesterday on behalf of the BHP Billiton Board. Remember this, it's an investment of about $30 billion. This is a very significant decision. It's not without risk from the board's point of view. Remember this, they're accountable to shareholders, including ordinary mums and dads, and I might say many, many Australian superannuation schemes are actually tied up in companies such as this. They've got to get it right, but they've also got to get it right for Australia. This project will be delivered at a point in the future.
When do you think that your hopes will be realised?
Look, I think we understand, as expressed by BHP Billiton yesterday, they look to further engage with the South Australian and Australian governments. It's about time Tony Abbott stopped talking down Australia, both at home and internationally, and recognised how well-placed we are. But you've got to understand, the resources boom is over. We've done well. $270 billion in investment, the envy of the world. It has got tougher in the last 6 to 12 months. Look at Europe, the state of the European and global economy. Think about the difficulties in China, still strong growth. The next round was always going to be difficult, and I must say, Olympic Dam was always a very, very challenging project. Its sheer size.
Is there some good news in this, that if the Australian dollar starts to come down now and companies in other parts of the economy can employ more?
We're still pretty challenged by the resources sector and the pressure it's putting on the economy in terms of competition for labour. Still got a strong dollar. Who knows where the dollar will be at? I'm not going to speculate on those type of issues, but I will say that in terms of Olympic Dam, the objective is a less capital-intensive design of what is a terrific mining opportunity. The Australian government is disappointed. Only the Greens and the Coalition are jumping for joy at the failure of BHP Billiton to commit to this project yesterday. It reflects on them, not the South Australian government, not the Australian government, and more importantly, not BHP Billiton.
If we go to the mining tax, which you helped negotiate, how wise is it for the Treasurer to pick a fight with the states, threatening to cut their GST money or infrastructure funding if they put up mining royalties?
Oh, I think the Treasurer's been consistent. You can't have it both ways. The MRRT commits the government to doing many, many important things, including investing in infrastructure. Every time a state government increases royalties, it actually eats into the money available to spend on infrastructure in the resources sector.
Except that it's state sovereign right to increase royalties, and it was the government that actually promised the mining companies that you'd reimburse them fully for all royalty hikes. So that's your problem, not theirs, isn't it?
The state governments want to have their cake and eat it too. They want us to invest in infrastructure and solve their problems in the resources sector, but they also want to take away our financial capacity to do so.
Are you concerned about the allegations swirling around the Prime Minister about her alleged involvement in setting up a quote, slush fund to raise cash for the re-election of union officials. Do you think she has questions to answer?
Oh, these allegations are never helpful, but the Prime Minister's clearly said she's got nothing to answer, that it's ancient history. As far as she's concerned, she has not acted illegally.
Do you think she has questions to answer?
Well, I can only take the Prime Minister's word. I must say, I was president of the ACTU at the time. Right through that period, 90 to 96, so I had little or no knowledge of any internal difficulties in the AWU. So, you know, I read these allegations with interest, but the Prime Minister has consistently said she's got nothing to answer for. And, you know, the allegations, if people want to continue to make them, they're going to have to put some substance on the table.
You don't think there is any substance to them so far?
Well, not from what I can see.
Resources Minister Martin Ferguson with Alexandra Kirk.